traveling in the Zion of an Olive. Fifth wide line, at the end of the line. Kiyasa Robin. Omer Shimon and Hazi, Omer Mishul ben Levi, Mishul bar Kippur, Machloikis to the site. So we had before that the name of bar Kippur says Machloikis b'tchila b'site to recall Enam Machalis. Riachon says Ben Bezu Ben Bezu Machloikis. So Rabban has a different version of the presentation, that the name we have Shimon Pazi, Amr Shimon Levi, Shimon Bar Kippurah, and before it was Rav Dimi. Okay. This is Rabban and Rav Dimi arguing what Shimon Pazi said, the name of Shimon Levi, the name of Bar Kippurah. Machalik l'basayif, abatkhil dibrekho machalis. Rav Yechon mar bein bezu machalikis. So you have a machalikis. At what point in time of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi, whether you can be Michael Valpe, whether it works or not. So the more so like this. Amravo, the Dima Farshile Mineder Biachanon, the Nor Shimon Levi Lo Palgina Nadori. So again, we have this parallels which we had in the presentation before. Ravo says that Birchon told him that he and Rav Shimon Levi are not really arguing. Because Myla Basif, when Rav Shimon Levi says that's only the Basif, Myla Basif, and Rav Shimon Levi, Soif Chopa. My Tchilat Chilas Chopa. Kamina Anoa, Beim Zub, Beim Zub, Machlokes. Tchilas bia b'soif bia. Okay. Amar Papa. So we have the statement of Rabbi Vo. Ilav Amar Rabbi Vo the Zedim Mefarshel Emanet Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Vo had not quoted that he heard directly from Rabbi Yochanan to explain that no Rabbi Shimon Levi lo pagin adori. Havamina, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi pligi. I would have said they do argue, but Rav Dimi v'Rabban lo pligi. What I would have said is that these two versions of Rabbi Yochanan are not arguing. My soif to come Rabban, when Rabban says, what's the second version? He says the mechlok is the besoif. That means soif chuppah. My chila to come Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi says, Mechloik says, B'tchila, come Rav Dimi, Tchila Sbiya. Okay. So basically the two versions are saying is that Soif Bia, excuse me, Soif Chuppah and Tchila Sbiya have the same status, and that's where the machlokes is. So comes out that Rav Dimi's version and Rabban's version are not disagreeing. Whereas says my kamashlan. So when Rabbi Papa said this, what's the point that he wanted to say? Hokamashmalon, he's come and tell us that when we have a machlokes of Tramaroi, the pligi shrei amaroi at time of the nafshayu, the pligi shrei amaroi aliva the chadamar. If I have a choice, I'd rather have Rovin and Rav Dimi, who are both quoting Rabbi Yochanan, saying the same thing. And I'd rather have, I have to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi are arguing, I'd rather say that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi are arguing, than to make them fit and then be forced to say that we have two versions of what. Of we have a machloikis. What exactly Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan said? Period. Which means the machloikis talmidim. What Rabbi Yochanan said? That's not preferable. I'd rather have both of them agreeing what Rabbi Yochanan said, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi arguing. Right. Okay, a lot of Rashi over here. We're holding on Rashi on the from the beginning of this whole conversation. The Machloikas. From the last piece of Gemara, which we didn't do yet. So Rashi is about 15 lines down from the top. Okay, so Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. This Machloikas, which we just brought the Braisa before, to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. The Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Al Pei Alav Tanohu, Rabbi Yossi Sarba Tanoh Kayim, that Rabbi Yehuda says you can only make this Mechila through Ksiva. Rabbi Yossi says you can do the Mechila without Ksiva, just by saying it. That Machloikas is Betchila. Mefarsha, come on, the Chilas Mai, the beginning of what? But the Messiah Tibrachel and Machelis, Shekvar Zochso, once it's already taken effect, Mechila doesn't work anymore. Lamiros Alav Klum, who just saying it is not sufficient. Elam Ken Kosv Shoyver, he's Kabalti. She writes it a receipt that she received it, so she's bound by what she wrote. So that acts as a Mechila. But Baal Peh would not be sufficient once it's already taken, the Chiyuv has taken effect. Okay. So, Ravo said that Rabbi Yochanan explains, they're not arguing. Rabbi Shimon Levi said the Machlok is only Betchila, that's Chilas Chuppah, and Soif is Soif Biyah. When I said Be'mezu Machlok is, I mean Chilas Chuppah, and Soif Chuppah, which is Tchilas Biyah. So Tchilas, when Rabbi Shimon Levi said Tchilas, he means Tchilas Chuppah. So that's where Rabbi Yossi says Baal Peh is sufficient. And Soif is Soif Biyah, where clearly Amir alone is not enough, you need Ksiva. But Tchilas Chuppah, but Soif Chuppah Pligi. So it comes out so Rishul Levi is saying during the chuppah, chilas chuppah, seif chuppah, there's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. But mishabal that once you had bia, might Rabbi Yossi day in the dwar of klum. Once there's been bia, amir is not enough. You need her to ride a shayver. When I said soif, I did not mean what Rabbi Yeshua and Levi referred to as soif. Ela soif chuppa, he called him bia. That's right. That's before the bia. Okay, and then Ravin had a different version of what they said, and then he said. When Rabbi Shua Levi said Soif means Soif Chuppah, and Tchila means Tchilas Chuppah, and that's Rabbi Shua Levi saying Mechalkel B'Soif B'Tchila Divrei Kol Machelis means Tchilas Chuppah. Now we're saying even Rabbi Huda agrees can be done by Pat. They're arguing Libesoif. What does Soif mean? It means Soif Chuppah, and I say Be'Mezu Mechalkes means. Tchilas bia b'soif bia means according to this version, even by bia there's a machlokes, and what they're saying is that before the bia starts, just by the chuppah, then everybody agrees that Baal Peh has enough. Comes our papa, Amar papa, he loved the Amar. If we had not had a quote from in the name of Ravo, Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan are not arguing. I would not have liked to understand it as what Ravo said. The Rabbi Yochanan and Meshua loy liflagu. It means Rabbi Yochanan and Meshua are not arguing. And Rabbi Dimir and Rav and liflagu bitter Meshua means Rabbi Dimir and Rav are arguing what Rabbi Shimon Levi said. Alahacha have mina. What I would have said was that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi pligi that Rabbi Yochanan and Meshua are arguing. The how was soif the kamer of Shuman Levi? They were called Enamachelis, and that soif in the first version, everybody said that she can't be Michael. Also, Rabbi Yochanan Meimer, no, afpazum machloikis. But what do I gain with that? The Redeemi, Rabbi Lo Pligi, Rabbi Yeshua, they're not arguing what Rabbi Yeshua said. I would have explained like this. The Rav Dimi, Amr B'Shul Machloikis B'Tchilos Bia, he Saif Chupa, Av B'Saif Bia Dibra Kalena Machelis. I would have Meshuv and Levi saying Saif Bia Machila doesn't work, Tchilos Bia is a Machloikis, and Tchilas Chupa, we didn't discuss right as of yet at all. And Rechon Paul Galay, and Rechon says no. The Tchilo b'Saif Bia Nami Pligi. No, even by Saif Bia, according to Biyosi Balpeh works. That's how I would have understood Rav Dimi's statement. He also Ravin on Rishu Ben Levi Machlokes b'Saif Chupa. I would have said Ravin is using Tchil and Saif differently. So the machlokes is a b'saif chupa, the tchilas bia, the karmen amri Rav Dimi, which is exactly what Rav Dimi said. So there's three times: there's tchilas bia, no, sorry, better. There's tchilas chupa, there's saif chupa, which is tchilas bia, and there's saif bia. So Rav Shimon Levi is saying that by saif bia, mechila doesn't work anymore. By saif chupa, tchilas bia, machlokes between Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda. Tchilas Chupa, everybody agrees that Mechila does work, Balpeh. So those are the three times. The only issue is that Rav Dimi presents the Saif Chupa, which is Tchilas Bia, and Saif Bia, that he discusses. And Rabin discusses Tchilas Chupa and Saif Chupa. So they're discussing two different things. He Tchilas Bia, the cover of Dimi, Abel Tchilas Chupa, the very called Mechelis. So that's how it would have had both Rav Dimi and Ravin having Rav Yeshua and Levi saying the same thing. That's how it would have gained. That Tchilas Chupa, everybody agrees that she can be Michael Bapet. Saif Chupa, Saif Bia, everybody agrees that she can't be Michael Bapet. And they're arguing about Saif Chupa, which is the same thing as Tchilas Bia. That's what Rav Yeshua and Levi said, that Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi are arguing. So then, Rav Dimi and Ravin are not arguing what Rav Shimon Levi said. That's what I would have gained. But Abel Hashta, the Parish, Rav Yehoshua. So, but then, if that's true, Rav Yehoshua has to be arguing on that version. Because if, let's say in Rav Dimi, when Rav Yehoshua, so Rav Shimon Levi says that the Mechlokes is Bitchila, which means Tchilas Bia, which is ending as Saif Chupa, Bitchilas Bia. There, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda argue whether Mechila works Balpeh, but the Saif Bia, everybody agrees that Mechila does not work Balpeh. That's Rav Dimi's statement in Rav Shimon Levi. So comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, Bein Mezubeh is a Mechloikis. So he kept referring to Tchilas Chupa. Rishon Levi wasn't discussing that. So he's what's the Bein Mezubeh Mezu? Saif Chupa, which is Tchilas Bia, and Saif Bia. So means Rabbi Yochanan and Rishon Levi are arguing. But now that Rabbi Vol said that Rabbi Yochanan said that they're not arguing. Hashem Rosh Rabbi Vol, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Dimi, the Bein Rabbi Yochanan and Bein Rishon Levi. According to both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi, Pligi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda b'tchilas chupa b'tchilas chupa b'saif chupa akarcha Pligi, the Rabban Rabbi Dimi Adar Dimi. I'm sorry. B'saif chupa. How do we read this? Hashda. It comes out that the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi Pligi. Ben Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Shuva, Ben Levi, Pligi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, B'tchilas Chupa, U'b'saif Chupa. They argue that they're both learning that Rabbi Shuva and Levi, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuva and Levi agree that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing B'tchilas Chupa ubasayf chupa, then we're left with is al karchach pligi the Ravan ad Rabdimi. The Omer Ravan b'chilas chupa direkal machelis. So Rav Papa says I would have preferred that. So what's Rav Papa telling me? I would have preferred that. Why would I prefer that? My kamashlan behold the Omer ilav the Omer bravo. You know, had it not been so, I would have said that. But it is so. It's like, why is it relevant? Omer Ravo, v'yuloi boy leflugi alei. Rav's not arguing about what Ravo said. He's just saying, had it been not. But l'may hilchos hashminan, d'ilo Omer Ravo, ha'manich l'ledi the mefrushe binyan acher. Like, you know, I would have preferred the other pshat. But now I agree that it's not the pshat, so why is it relevant? Ha'kamash mulan, d'heichad ha'shichon emeroi d'pligi ha'dori. We have two Amoraim which are arguing in what their opinion is. And then we have two other Amoraim which are arguing in what is the version of the Machloikas of the first set of Amoraim. A later Amoraim are arguing about early Amoraim, what they said. We have two options how to understand what's happening. So we have Amara A and B, and we have Amara C and D arguing about Amara A and B. So we can understand that one of two ways. We could have one version is Miflegi Tremoroy Alibidin Avshayu, Shalechad Armor Sora Shaloy. So each one's saying their own opinion. So A and B are arguing their own, and they're in not in a quote on anybody, but how they understand something. Over here, Rebbechon Meshum Levi. Ve'inach Tramaroy, and the later Amaroyim, C and D, Aliva the Chad Lamiflegi. They're not arguing what one of them said. They agree with Ella Amri Chad the Milsa. They both C and D agree what A and B said. So if I could do that, I prefer that. The Chadmin Lishna, but the second way to learn what's happening is the second way to understand it is no, that C and D are arguing what B said or what A said. We got Rav Dimi ben Ravin. The Rav Dimi and Rav are arguing what exactly A and B said, what B meant, what B said. Umashi Milsa, the Tramaroi, Kamoi, Chada Milsa. And meanwhile, by doing that, I can make A and B not argue. So I have either A and B are arguing or C and D are arguing. But when A and B are arguing, they're arguing in their own opinions. And C and D are arguing in a quote, what B said. Shavkina Nahi Lishna. I would let go of the approach to biblical Amaroi Aliva the Chad, having two Amaroi arguing on what a quote was from the earlier Amara. I mean, again, I'd rather and I would prefer Ahi the version the biblical Amaroi Aliva the Nafshav. We have the two earlier Amaroi arguing on their own opinions. The complete Shrei Aliva the Chad. When we have two people arguing what somebody said. Mar Amar Hachi Amar Plani. Mar Amar Hachi Amar Plani. Chad Mina Amar Shaker. One of them is wrong. He got it wrong. Right? So that's not very preferable. Al Kipligi Tremoroi Bidin. But we have two Amaroi arguing and they did Imamin and so be Issa Beheter. Kochad Amar Hachi Mistar Bertaima. Each one saying that they feel that this is the more logical approach. Ein Kan Sheker. It's not a Sheker. He's saying his, so he's presenting his understanding. Mar Yoiv Taimer Letera, Mar Yoiv Taimer Lisura, Mar Madami Milsa La Milsa Hachi, Mar Madami Le Binyan Achrina. So on that, you can remember Elavel Dimelikim Chai. So the concept of Elavel Dimelikim Chai could apply. There's two different opinions how to look at something. That's fair. The Dimelikim Chai Me Zimin the Shaya Chai Taimer. So both logics have a validity to them. Based on many different elements involved, things both logics have a place. But to say they're arguing what somebody said, that's partial, it's simply just an issue of somebody got the quote wrong. So we would much prefer this way. Okay. Now, just to make things a little more complicated, because we like that, Tosis says, Recher and Rishu Levi are arguing what Rishu and Yehuda said. So they're still arguing, gaining that Recher and Rishu Levi are arguing against each other, they're still arguing what in an earlier Bechlekes as well. So Tosis says, no, because over there they're not quoting anybody. They're seeing a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, and they're applying this svara. What must be where they're arguing? So again, it's their svara. Whereas Rabbi Dimi and Rabban are arguing what the quote of Rabbi Shimon Levi was. So that's why this approach would be much better. So Tosfos says, "Zok the Gemara, Zok the Mishnah, Nois lebsula shneimos chodesh." So woman is a psula, and the husband requests that the nisuin, they've had the erisin already, and now he says he would like to schedule the nisuin. She gets 12 months. So from the time that he makes the request, she gets 12 months. And the purpose of that is, Lefarnes Hazatzma, to prepare herself for what she needs, her takshitin, etc., to, which were different types of some different things that they need to be prepared that brought into the marriage. Shem shenoisim leisha, kach noisim leish. The farner says, "Atzmoi." Vice versa, we can give the man. He also gets the right to get 12 months of the time to prepare himself for the sarchi suda. Well, the amana lamed yom. The amana who's married before, so she has Tashitin already, so she doesn't need the 12 months, so 30 days is sufficient. Okay. Higiyas man b'lo nisu, if the 12 months have arrived, and the nisuin did not take place, we have this all the way back in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So if the reason why it didn't happen was due to something that the man was delaying. So oichlus mishaloi, oichlus b'tshuma. So she now has a right to start getting. Woman does not get supported by her husband when she is in arusa. Now that's the time for the nesuah, and the husband is delaying. So she starts getting. She has the right to get her support from the husband, and she's married to a kohen. She can start eating tshuma. Okay. Rav Tarban Nursin Law Hakol Truma, Rav Kiva Omer Mechza Chulon Mechza Truma. Does a husband have a right to give her all of this food in the form of Truma, which she can't use it with Meitumasa, but she can sell it and buy food herself? Or does he have to give her something which is ready to use? She doesn't have to go through the process of selling it when she's Tamei. Okay. So the Mishnah, Yabum Eino Meichel B'Truma. When the woman is awaiting Yibum, so the relationship between, she was married to Koyane dies, so she's waiting Yibum from the brother, Koyan B. That does not give her a right to Truma, that relationship of awaiting Yibum. Also, Shisha Chadashim if they are about. So they had Erisin, and the husband made the request for Nisuin. 6 months pass by, and then the husband dies. Shisha Chadashim if they Yabim. Now another 6 months pass by, and she's still waiting Yibum. So she's had her requisite 12 months, but partially due to awaiting Yibum. Or Rafilu Kulim Bifnei Habal, Chasu Yamecha Bifnei Yavim. So 11 months and 29 days, she was awaiting the Nesuin, awaiting the husband, and the husband dies, and now she has one day waiting by the Yavim. So there's no din of achilas shuma while she's in a situation awaiting yibum, even though all this time has passed. Now it would sound like from over here, but if 12 months have passed by and she's already eating from the husband's property, and then she's eating truma, and then the husband dies, she could continue eating truma. So Rashi addresses that problem, that even after she's eating truma b'chayabal, once the husband dies, she doesn't eat truma by the waiting of the yavam. So the Mishnah doesn't seem to present correctly. So Rashi deals with that.
Is there a change if there is no yavam?
If there's no yavam, so for sure she doesn't eat truma. She has no connection to Kaida anymore. Okay.
And even if she's baskaling.
If she's a boss car, she goes back to her father's house.
But she still does go back to
him. Yeah. She didn't have the suing yet.
Oh, okay. Right. But, only if there's no new suing.
Right.
She can't eat based upon the children.
She didn't have the suing, she didn't have children yet. I'm saying, but if she had children, she would eat based on the children. Yeah, but I assume that there was no children over here because she didn't have the suing yet. Unless she'd been married to Cain before and had children from that, but that would complicate matters.
Then there wouldn't be an issue of yavam.
No, if she had children from a different man.
Different
color. Yeah, I just didn't want to complicate that.
Yeah.
Zuma Shuri Shaina, Zat Mishnah, this halacha that once the Zman comes, the woman has the right to start eating Shuma, was the original approach the Chachamim took to this issue. Bezdin Shalach Reim Amru, however, a later Bezdin came along and said, that this right to truma does not take effect till after the chuppah. Okay. So the Mishnah. Nasan Lubasak Rashi. Nasan Lubasula Zaman Knisasa Lachuppah, Miyam Shataba Baal. We give her time to get ready for the chuppah from the date that the husband makes the request. Lacha Shakitcha. After kedusha had taken place beforehand, lahazira al iske chuppa lahakin tachshitel. He points out that he wants to have chuppa to prepare her tachshitin. So we give her 12 months. The farner says atzma b'tachshitin to prepare her tachshitin. We give the husband 12 months. The farner says atzma b'tarchi suda b'chuppa to make arrangements for the suda and the chuppa, etc.
When did we start dropping off the system and doing them, next to each other, kedusha and nisuin?
Time of the Rishonim. This is a marginal place that it was the situation living under the pressure of the goyim. It was much safer to get the person married and moved into the husband's house.
Father says you lose your deposit
quickly, more quickly. What's wrong, Svi? I can't go back to that. She has tachshitim already, so she doesn't need so much time. The time comes with nisu, and the chuppah did not take place. Shabbat ma'akev in the case of the husband was ma'akev. So Rashi's, it should not say v'lo nisu, which she did not, was not taken. Rather, he wasn't noisei her. But since we're talking about the languages, the woman gets her time, etc. The main focus seems to be the woman more than the man. So we said, well, she ended up not getting having the suin. But the point is, he wasn't noisei her. So she eats mishalov yichas b'tshuma nimkayin hoviz akayin. v'hi Yisraelis. So how does that work? Shemisha shekitsha achelas b'chumah min haTorah. It can refer to Gemara. So the raisa, she has a right to eat immediately after erison. Rabbanan gazer at hashra, the iser of a rusa Yisraelis a rusa l'koyin eating chumas at the Rabbanan. So once it comes to Zman, they lift that iser. Okay, so Reb Tarman says a nice little called truma. Imir to the kind, if he wants, the husband, if he wants, can give her all of her food in the form of truma. Because she agil, you make tumasa, she becomes a nida, and she can't eat truma. Tim Kurena, the betika chulin, she'll sell it and buy chulin. Rekiba says no mechsa chulin. So she has to give her half of it, has to be chulin, that she should have what to eat ready to use when she's in the state of being tummy. Once he does yibum, she's his wife. But while she's awaiting yibum, she's shemeres yavam, even though she's awaiting yibum from a kayin, she can't eat chum. Time of yal for the Gemara, the Gemara learns it out. Also, shisha chadashim ifnei habal mehana shema sechayri shakuyim lo mishetav habal. The 12 months, six were done when the husband was alive. I feel kulim ifnei habal bechem ifnei yavim. Abba gav the ruba ifnei habal soif soif when yiskay bebim zena seh bechay. But didn't he died the day before the time was up. So Rashi, who did in yiskay bechay lo ochle mishemais? Chiyin Habal, Paka. Even if there was a Chiyin Mazoinus, Bechaya Habal, once the Baal dies, she doesn't eat Truma anymore. So then what's the Mishnah saying? It means, Dikulim, if they Habal, have Ochlim, Yeh Bechaya. You can't say she doesn't eat Truma, because there was a moment in her life that she ate Truma, once the time came. But then, with regards to the Yibum issue, she doesn't eat Truma either way. Even if she ate Bechaya Habal. The last case of one day that all of them ifnei yavam except for one day, what's that relevant? Once the time comes, she eats truma. Mishachar says any shachelas time of mefarish b'gemara. Okay, that's the gemara.
So presumably you needed second based in was gadol b'chachma minyan.
That would be the assumption, right? Unless they came up with it. There was a new issue which came up, which they felt that you would have to change the situation. Okay. Menon Emili. So where does the idea of 12 months come from? Amar of Chista, the Merkroa. Remember, Achia Vima, Teshia Vinanor, Itan Yomim, Oyasor. So, they told Eliezer, let Rivka stay with us for Yamim or 10. So Mor says, Ma Yamim. What is Yamim? Yamim, how do you translate Yamim? Elema Trey Yami. If it means two, which would be the simple understanding of Yamim is 2 days. So he says, you know, give us 2 days or 10. I mean, Shoyin Ishaki, the people don't talk like that. Armale Trey Yami, Armaluloi. Says they asked for two, and they said no. Armalei, oh sorry, Armi. Says no, you know, okay, you didn't agree to two. How about 10? Like that's not how you negotiate.
Big jump.
No, it's not a big jump. If a person denies, I don't want to pay you $10. Says okay, would you pay me 20? You know, you say maybe pay me. You don't go up, you go down. Elama Yamim means shana. It means Yamim. The 2 days are not referring to 2 days adjacent, but the 2 days which are the same day. 1 year after the other, so it's 12 months. To see if yamim tiyad gula soy. So you see the word yamim means a full year. Okay, so it means it comes out. That's the day of yamim. So then we asked for 12 months, and they say he said no. We said, well, what about 10? But you see the preferable time to wait is 12 months.
Well,
veim achodesh maybe means a month. To see about achodesh yamim. So Amri donim yomim stam me yomim stam vein donim yomim stam me yomim shemer hem chodesh. By over here it says by Rivka it says yomim. By the pasuk of the bias in the Bati Ari Chaima, it says Yamim. By Chodesh Yamim, by the case of the Slav, it says Chodesh Yamim, it says the word Chodesh. So I'd rather learn Yamim Yamim, for where it's just written without any other modifier. Okay? So that's when we get the idea of 12 months. Okay?
I mean, you could touch the pasuk that you know. You say, well, you know, it'll take us, you know, a couple of days, or maybe it'll be a couple of months, or you know. In other words, it's not the sort of back and forth. It's just sort of like easing into the, you know, the greater time.
I imagine that the pasuk would not have recorded that if that had been the, you know, if this was an actual part of the negotiation, so it was recorded. It was just a presentation. I would imagine it wouldn't be recorded, but I'm not sure. Okay.
I mean, it's interesting. Eliezer gave all these tachshitin, right? So.
So actually, tachshitin over here actually doesn't mean jewelry. It means the besamim and the different creams and everything that she needs.
He should have brought that home.
I guess that's more personal. I guess that's more personal. Okay. Okay. Let's see one Rashi. Yamim, so maybe it means a month, and the 10 over here is referring to 10 days. So again, so they're negotiating properly. 30 days? No, okay, what about 10? Fine.
But I mean, why do we even need a pasuk for this? I mean, honestly, isn't just this just sort of minhag?
I mean, well, the mile of a pasuk, the more saying is, you know, the chum picked up a number from somewhere. You know, this is like this was the tikkun sechamim. That she has a right to be ma'akev, and she's not considered to be married, and you know, there's dinim on it.
Right.
So the Mor says they got it from somewhere. The Mor could have answered they got it misura, but the Mor says they have a pasuk. You're saying what? You mean the pasuk is minig? You're saying
Well, it's probably both. I mean, right. So it's probably the minhag back then.
Right.
I just assumed that, you know, look, this is how long it takes. It takes generally, you know, 12 months. And that's a reasonable amount of time to do what you have to do.
I mean, we could have theoretically argued the. I mean, it's somewhat arbitrary in time, but
sure.
if you can find a logic, you know, a logic behind it, we'd rather find a logic behind it. Logic being the pasuk indicates that that's how you do it. Okay, Omer Reb Zera Tana. Reb Zera quotes a brayso. Tana ben hi ben avia yechelam la'akev. As long as she's a katana, both the girl or the father has a right to say that he doesn't want the nesuin to go ahead. Okay, so. So she says she wants to wait till she comes to Gedolah. So, she doesn't feel ready for that yet. If she feels ready, why should the father have a right to? What's different to the father? Why should he have a right to say no? So my answer is Sabra, he thinks, Hashta lo yada. She doesn't really understand. The marker, once she goes ahead, Mimrada, she's not gonna be happy. Venafka Vasya Venafla Aluyoy. She's gonna come back. It's gonna be on my headache. So what's his headache? she's back to where she started. Because when they get married again, when they do the nesuin again, she comes to Gedarla, they're not backing out of the marriage. They're just backing out, she wasn't ready for nesuin yet. I have to do a whole set, new set of takshitin. So I don't want to spend my money twice. Okay. Omri Bevo, Omri Rabbi Abba Bar Levi. Rabbi Abba Bar Levi said, Ein poskin al ketana lasiya kashi ketana. Al poskin al ketana lasiya kashi gedarla. You can't, that which you said, she has a right, that we cannot make an arrangement to go ahead with the nesuin when she's a ketana, but we can make the request when she's a ketana to get ready for the time when she's a gedarla. What's the Kiddush? Some more answers. Mara tema lechush duma myla pachta mehashta v'cholsha. By making the request now, when the girl doesn't feel that she's ready, will create a pachat. She will anticipating something she doesn't feel that she's mostly ready for. Even when the time will come, she will be. But she's going to start thinking about it now. It's going to create a weakness, and therefore we should not even allow them to start making the arrangements now. Kamash, well, we're not concerned about that possibility. Okay. Zog Rashi. Mimer the Renafka. Timur Babala. Shlotucho Lispo. She's not ready for Bia at this point in her. Mitetse. She'll leave the husband and come back home. The Tobo Eli. I should take the. Until she grows up. And him say, see, Tzark. Takshita Nacherim. I'm going to have to go through the process of Takshita again. We can't make arrangements that we should do the suin when she's a ketana because it's not something which she's ready to deal with. Al Peskin, now v'davka b'la kedushin. Al v'kedushin b'katnus loy ashatag do b'termer b'fon any roots. And there's a different gemara which says in general it's not right for the father to marry the daughter off when she's a ketana. Because we should allow her really to give her input, and right now she doesn't really understand. Tosha says, "Why don't we do that nowadays? His days, they were married off their katana. Again, there was a safety issue of having her married off as a katana was much safer than having her not married as a katana." Tosha says, "Okay."